see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
And indeed, we are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. That means that you can call in with your questions, 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. I'm streaming this on Facebook Live as well, so feel free to tune in over there. We're powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check out their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. I'm thrilled to be joined in studio by Dr. Tara Troy, who has just opened up a brand new GI, gastroenterology, office in Northbrook. Congratulations on that. You are a physician that is an entrepreneur as well. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I really appreciate you having me on today.
Absolutely. So let's start I'd love to hear a little bit about yourself and about sort of your journey to become a physician first, and then we'll get into the business side of things and why you decided to sort of go off on your own, open a private practice.
Absolutely. So I've been in the Chicagoland area probably since my late teens, I think, and I ended up going to medical school at Rush and then did my residency and fellowship at University of Chicago. I was probably inspired into the field of medicine by my mom, who was a nurse out at Northwest Community Hospital in Arlington Heights, and she was just a wonderful inspiration. Anyway, after University of Chicago, I ended up joining a fantastic private practice up in Lake Forest with four of other wonderful gentlemen. And I have been practicing there for the last 12 years when I made this decision to make a change.
So you are making a change, and together along for the ride is certainly your family as well. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, my family has been incredibly supportive and encouraging. I met my husband, who's also a physician, in medical school at Rush.
Wow.
And we have two fantastic girls who are 10 and 13, and they have been amazing helps all along the way.
So it's very exciting. It's exciting for you. It's exciting for your entire family. Frankly, it's very exciting for community as well, because we talk a lot about small business on this program, and we talk about the impact that it has on community. And I understand from conversations with you and from the little that I've read that you're doing this for your patients to have an impact. So tell me why you decided to go into this private practice, and why Northbrook?
That's a great question. Well, there were a couple things. One part was that I wanted to create the job that I wanted. A few years ago, we ended up selling our practice and joining one of the large hospital systems. And though these large hospital systems are amazing, they may not be the right fit for those people who have a little bit more entrepreneurial spirit and desire a little bit more that direct connection with patients that I seem to have preferred in that small environment where patients and staff knew one another by names, where we answered our phones and were able to have that, I guess, deeper connection. So I wanted to gravitate towards that again. And I think we could do a better job for the patients in terms of, one, communication. That was a constant frustration that was mentioned. Two, convenience. Three, just the level of comfort. And then lastly, what the patients seem to have been demanding was a little bit more information on these complementary services that traditional Western medicine hasn't really got on board with, but that patients are interested in, like nutrition, supplements, that mind-gut connection that's important in gastroenterology.
So you are clearly, with the private practice, able to sort of form your own brand, form your own image, and form your own level of commitment and service to your patients, which is really important, which frankly is, as my dad has always said, it's all about widgets. It doesn't matter what line of work you're in. You're in a very important line of work in providing care and medicine to your patients. So we've talked a lot about sort of the business angle. We've talked about the community angle. Let's talk about the core practice of what you do, gastroenterology. So first of all, why are you a gastroenterologist? And tell us a little bit about sort of your philosophy and your approach, which it seems to be is coming out very, very clearly in how you conduct yourself and your practice.
Absolutely. Well, gastroenterology wasn't something that I knew I wanted to do from when I was a little kid. However, I did know I wanted to be a doctor. And my mom, thank God she's a hoarder, has that drawing of me when I was 7 years old saying, I want to be a doctor. I can't wait to take care of my first patient. But I think like any other path towards a career, it's a matter of what mentors you interact with and what experience you happen to have had. And at University of Chicago, I had amazing mentors in both GI and liver disease, really interesting patients. And what I found fascinating about the field was that it was really like a diagnostic puzzle. And there were lots of answers that you could actually enact and change people's course. So that's what pulled me into the direction of the GI and liver disease. In terms of what's taken me 12 years later on this path towards private practice and kind of changing my thinking on how to approach things is noticing those patients who really seemed to get that meaningful change in their lives that translated not only into symptom relief, but really wellness. And it exists out there, these evidence-based medicine therapies that are not just pharmaceuticals. It's dietary modifications. It's supplementation. It's treating the mind-gut connection with things like cognitive behavioral therapy and gut-directed hypnotherapy that sound weird, but they are as effective, if not more so, than some of the medications we have to offer.
And as our listeners know, I always love to get a takeaway item for our listeners, something that they can do, that they can implement. That goes really well when we're talking about a marketing tip. I've certainly never been able to actually ask a doctor for a takeaway item. My guess is from knowing you a little bit that you probably have something, that you probably can give a tip and share something with our listeners. What is the one thing that you think our listeners should get out, and whether they own a business or they work a job, that this week that they can do a little different to be a little healthier and to be a little bit more productive?
Well, I think one thing I would do is really stress the importance of food as medicine, and not just what you put inside your mouth, but how you obtain it, how you think about it. I think people should have these amazing relationships with food, and they should have not only the healthy choices, but the preparation and the social environment. And all of those things combined can not only help out with numerous health issues, but also creating better depth and wellness in their lives overall.
That's very important. And we are quickly running out of time, but I wanted to ask as well, if you have a message, a lesson for young adults that are getting out there deciding what to do, particularly young women that are deciding on a career path. You chose medicine. You chose gastroenterology. What advice do you have to a young woman that's listening tonight? And it's trying to decide, should I go into medicine? Is it a good career path?
I think it certainly can be. I think one thing that's critical is find those wonderful mentors that can help shape you down the right path. And then the second thing is, if you do go into medicine, recognize how many realms of possibility they are within this one field and find the path that's right for you.
That's very, very helpful. So there has actually been a lot written lately about you and your path into private practice and the impact that hopefully you're going to have in the Northbrook and beyond the North Shore community. Once again, we have Dr. Tara Troy here in studio. How can people learn more about the practice and learn more about you?
Well, the best route would be the wonderful website that's been created, and that's www.compgihealth.com, and that stands for Comprehensive Gastrointestinal Health. And then you can call to schedule appointments at 224-407-4400.
Let's share the website and the phone number one more time.
It is www.compgihealth.com and 224-407-4400.
Well, very, very much appreciate you joining me here in studio. We'll certainly look forward to following your journey. And once again, congratulations to you, to your entire family on this major, major step forward. Looking forward to staying in touch.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, coming up after the break, we've got a treat for you. I'm going to be joined by my good friend, Becky Edelberg, who I'm going to India and to Thailand with Becky. And I want to tell you a little bit about that and the way we are building community, the way we're getting to know other entrepreneurs and other business owners. We'll be talking about that just after the break. As always, you could get on my website, shalomkline.com, to learn more about those trips, to learn more about many networking events, and to download a podcast. We'll be right back and get down to business. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Chicago, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the Edens in either direction, like Cook to the Junction at about 24 minutes. Inbound Kennedy, heavy from Austin to the Junction, sluggish from there into the Circle. O'Hare to downtown at 40 from the Junction 24. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 43. Outbound Express Lanes at 15 minutes. Inbound Ike, delays from St. Charles to Oak Park, heavy from California to the Circle. Thorndale to the Post Office at 41 on the outbound at 34 minutes. Inbound Stevenson, sluggish from Cicero to Pulaski, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 38. On the outbound at 40. Inbound Dan Ryan, brake lights from the Stevenson to the Circle, 95th to downtown at 25. On the outbound at 17 minutes. Lakeshore southbound, Hollywood, Monroe 22. Northbound side at 17 minutes. It is currently mostly cloudy, 87 degrees. Tonight, a low of 75. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 84 and a chance of thunderstorms. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
My overrating's bad.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I didn't know, too, that we could tip Uber drivers.
Didn't know.
This is new to me.
Every time you complete a ride, you get it right. Pops up with a rating, and then if you want to add a tip. 2.5 Uber rating for Amy Jacobson, 4.88.
What?
This is for Dan Proft.
Do you just not even say anything to them when you get in the car?
Correct. That's the secret to getting a high Uber rating.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
My name is Lauren Sullivan, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 9 years ago, and I was severely disabled. And about 6 years ago, my mother had found Balance of Nature, so we decided to give it a try because at that point, nothing was helping. I was skeptical at first, but over time I realized I had more energy levels. I was sleeping better, which was huge, and my hair looked better, my skin looked better, my nails looked better, and then I was able to weed off some of those medications. And I know, had I not found Balance of Nature, I would not be living the quality of life that I am now.
When you call, use discount code Chicago, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Chicago.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We're powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. Once again, we are live this week. You can tune in and tune in live through Facebook Live, or get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you could download podcasts and learn more about these exciting trips you're about to hear a little bit about. I'm thrilled to be joined by my good friend, Becky Edelberg from Community Connect Consulting. And together, Becky, we are getting out of the Chicago winter actually twice, and I am really excited about it.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be fantastic. So, Becky, welcome to the program. Your first time on the show, which it's long overdue, and hopefully we'll have you on quite a bit more. Let's start. Let's talk a little bit about community. And I know you've spent the past bunch of years focused on bringing people and bringing organizations together. Why are you so passionate about it?
I really love bringing people together from lots of different backgrounds who maybe on the surface that they're different. Actually, when they come together, realize that there's a lot more. Those are the moments that really influence my work and that I live for in a sense. And so just having people focus on things that they have in common and not what separates them. And then that's really when you see a lot of connecting happening and collaborating. And any time that I've done that, which has been numerous times, people really leave feeling passionate, empowered, and excited to connect with one another.
Absolutely. And that's really what motivated us to put these trips together. So, Becky, you and I, for years, we've been talking about the trips we've taken, whether for business or for pleasure. And really, whenever I've traveled for business, I've tried to squeeze in a little bit about learning about the culture and the people. And when I've traveled for fun, I've tried to develop business connections and opportunities. And people, whenever I come back, people always ask me a little bit about it and how they can do it too. So decided to do something about it. There's nobody I could be doing it more of an experience with than you. So Becky, tell our listeners a little bit about the two trips that we have planned and that are coming up really right around the corner.
Sure. Well, one, Shalom, I was thrilled when you approached me about these trips. And I think because we both are community builders and community organizers and come from that background, it's going to be a really exciting trip that we'll be able to do together. And for India, we're really focused. It's for all ages and all backgrounds, and anyone is welcome. We are focused on connecting with the Jewish community in India. And it's also for people who are with small businesses or who are entrepreneurs and maybe interested in learning about business in India. And with Thailand, we're more focused on a 20s and 30s audience or mid 40s. And it'll be more of like a young adult trip.
Yeah, it's exciting. So India, we are going October 15th to the 23rd. So it's a 9-day journey and going to New Delhi, Mumbai, and Cochin, really, really fascinating places. And I've been there before, and just an incredible, incredible place. Becky, you nailed it. Really going a unique opportunity to both enjoy the sights, but also meet and have some of these experiences that you otherwise would never have had the opportunity to do. And the group of people that are going to be on both of these trips, I don't golf, and I don't know about you, Becky, but I don't golf, but I now understand why people do. It's the ability to connect in a whole different way. People let their guard down. Mm-hmm. And the group that has already registered for both of these trips, it's an awesome, awesome group to come together both on the trip and then the people we will meet when we are in India. So, I mean, Becky, I know you've been planning trips through a number of different organizations and a number of different groups that you've hung out with. Tell us a little bit about some of the reactions in the past. You've been to Cuba. You've been some pretty fun places.
So recently, I took two groups to Cuba over the last couple of years. Both groups are really close friends. Their groups were people from Chicago, but then also people came from all over across the country. And both groups are still in touch. We had a marriage come out of one of the groups.
You never know, listeners, get down to business. You never know what can happen.
Very good friends. I'm actually going to visit two people from the last Cuba trip I took in a couple weeks. So we're all in touch. And it's just really nice to see people connect when you're kind of outside of your comfort zones. In Cuba, we had even a more unique opportunity because we weren't connected to Wi-Fi very much, so we actually had to speak with each other. And that was actually, you know, it was really good to make us really present and get to know each other. And again, like I was saying, sometimes on the surface, it might seem like we're different because we're coming from different places across the country and different ages. But really, people really focus on all the things that brought us together. And both groups are very strong. And I've also taken multiple groups to Israel, which has been another place that I've gotten to explore. And now I'm excited to be able to bring community together in the Far East. So
it's very cool. In Chicago, I don't need to tell our listeners, but the small business scene is international. And I've already connected with many of the business incubators here that that have India investors, and we're going to be able to explore some of those connections, learn quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some unique historic sites. My wife and I visited in, there's an area called Jew Town. Literally, it's called Jew Town, and it's in Kochi in India. The sites, the history, the experiences, it's amazing, not to mention the food. The food will be incredible. So India is October 15th to the 23rd. That's literally right around the corner. And, of course, in just two or three minutes, we'll share contact information to make sure people can learn more about that. But let's talk about Thailand. Thailand, it's February 21st to March 2nd. So, Becky, when I say those dates, are there any thoughts that go through your mind of what might be happening in Chicago at that time if you're not going to Thailand with Becky and Shalom?
I don't want to think about it because it happens to be warm here at the moment, but we do know that in a couple months, and especially in February, that's usually blizzard time here. So people have been really interested in leaving and getting out of the cold Chicago winter and into Thailand, which is like paradise. So highly encourage people, not only because of the community building, but also because of the winters that hopefully won't be as bad this year for Chicagoans. But based on the last couple of years, February is pretty bad usually.
It sure is. And we have the entire itinerary posted online. Every detail of these trips have been arranged for our participants. Becky, you and I are both going along, and we're excited to spend time with whether it's listeners from this program, friends in the young professional communities. But we are partnering with a fantastic group based out of DC, and they have put together literally every detail: the hotel stays, the restaurants, including vegetarian options. And but day by day, all of the logistics, all of the plans, and it's all planned now well in advance. So we know it's going to be a great experience. So so Becky, those trips are coming up, and what's the advantage to making those plans early? I mean, right now we're still in July. Who's thinking about October? Who's thinking about about February? Why should somebody consider these trips now?
Well, I think people are starting to think about October because we've seen a lot of, in the last couple of days, people are signing up, you know, a couple of people a day for India. So I would encourage other people to start thinking about it because, as we know, time goes fast and October will just be around. And really, what else are you going to have the opportunity to go to India or Thailand and, you know, check it off your bucket list and try something, try an adventure and, like,
We're
amazing company.
Becky, we're losing you. A bit of a tough connection, but you're absolutely right. Get away from the Chicago winter. There's an opportunity to save money on the trip. Trips are already rock bottom pricing. You can't get an experience like this for any cheaper, but all of the arrangements have been made. Becky Edelberg, thank you so much for joining us. Becky is the founder of Community Connect Consulting. She speaks frequently on entrepreneurship, speaks on community building. And I'm so excited to be going to India and Thailand with you. And I hope that all of our listeners will join us. They can learn more about the trip by going to my website, shalomkline.com/travel, shalomkline.com/travel. Becky, I'm so excited. Can't wait to do it. And I hope that everybody will visit the website and check it out real soon.
I'm so excited as well. Thank you so much, Shalom, for having me today.
Absolutely. We're going to have you back on. We'll sort of tease out more information on the trip. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Join us in India and Thailand, shalomklein.com/travel.
Not a day goes by without a terrorist attack somewhere in the world or violence right here in our own streets. It can be paralyzing, which is why we're here at AM 560. We try to make sense of it all, but sometimes you're looking for a deeper understanding of life's most troubling issues. We'd like to encourage you to check out our sister station, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. We'll still be here when you come back, but give them a listen at AM 1160 or online at 1160hope.com. Because even when you have the answers, you still need hope.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Piazza. Emotions running high on Chicago's South Side after police fatally shot Harath Augustus.
Let the process play out and don't judge things on your emotion. Let the facts guide your decision on what you think.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson addressing reporters and releasing body cam footage of the shooting. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer has an agenda for our president if he won't cancel his meeting with Vladimir Putin. Fox's Ed Henry.
Here's what Schumer wants specifically. He said he wants the president to press Vladimir Putin to extradite the 12 Russians who were indicted Friday, make them stand trial in the United States. But he also went on to say that this president, President Trump, cannot go easy on any of the current sanctions the U.S. has against Russia.
Trump and Putin are set to meet tomorrow. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens as well as the outbound Edens. Lake Hook to Junction at about 23 minutes inbound Kennedy. Brake lights from Lawrence to the Junction. Slow from there into the circle. O'Hare to downtown at 34. On the outbound at 35. Outbound Express Lanes at 15 minutes. Inbound Ike. Brake lights from California into the circle. Thorndale to the post office at 41. On the outbound at 34. Inbound outbound Stevenson. 55 to Lakeshore Drive at about 40 minutes. On the outbound sluggish from Ashland to Cicero. Inbound Dan Ryan. 95th downtown at 25. On the outbound at 17 and Lakeshore southbound Hollywood Monroe 22 northbound side at 17 minutes. It is currently mostly cloudy, 87 degrees. Tonight, a low of 75. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 84 and a low of 70. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Hey, it's back. The MyPillow buy one get one offer is back for July. If you haven't bought your MyPillows yet, here's your chance to save big. Even our 45th president mentioned he sleeps on a MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, was at Trump's rally in Fargo last month, and the president recognized him and endorsed MyPillow on national TV. I love that I can move the fill to get the support I need regardless of my sleep position. I never wake up with a stiff neck or headache. MyPillow is made in America, washable and dryable, hypoallergenic, and has a 10-year warranty plus 60-day money-back guarantee. Go online or call now for this great big deal and others, including 30% off everything else, including the MyPillow mattress toppers I've been telling you about, as well as pet bed sheets and more. Call 800-489-0201, promo code Joe, or visit MyPillow.com. That's 800-489-0201, promo code Joe.
MyPillow.com.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity.
impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Enjoyed chatting a bit with my friend Becky Edelberg about the travel experiences, entrepreneurial experiences. And I am thrilled to be joined here in studio by a man that not only works hard on behalf of his clients and on behalf of business, but is actually planning a fantastic event and is involved in a very, very cool thing called the Superhero Collective. Tim Brigham, thank you so much for joining me here in studio.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me. Let's start by learning about you as a professional before we get into the fun stuff of superheroes and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So I'm a 16-year veteran of the mortgage industry. I have been through the subprime meltdown. I've been through all of the challenges that we have seen in the real estate community, and It's been a wonderful ride, but I've loved every minute of it. In that, we've gained quite a bit of experience, and I've got a really cool team, and I'm very blessed every single day to walk into my office.
So you are the branch manager of Waterstone Mortgage. So what are things like these days? What's the housing market like, and what's your specific niche? What kinds of people are coming to you?
So right now in the market, the very common thing that's being said is there's a lack of inventory. There's still a lot of buyers out there. There's still a lot of people that are interested. We're starting to see the market come back full force where, the doom and gloom that you hear about with subprime and all these other things are pretty much gone. It's back to business as usual. The niche, if you will, is I am in residential finance. So I deal with anywhere from 1 to 4 units and anything from condo, single family. I've got quite a bit of clients that are investors, purchasing for a portfolio or those things. But you name it, in the residential realm, I'm your guy.
So what makes you guys at Waterstone different than many of the other folks that people hear about? There's some folks that have large billboards and put up their names and their pictures all over the place. You seem to pride yourself certainly on relationships. That's something that I've seen all over your website. And a little bit about you as a person, as a professional, you seem to pride yourself on your reputation.
I come back, the first thing I brought up was the subprime meltdown, because that's what always jumps out at me, is that we've lived through some crazy times. I've held positions at Countrywide, Washington Mutual. I've lived through the times of, needing to make sure that the clients had the right advice at the right time and planning for the future. So that's what you get from me and my team. We're looking towards, 10, 15 years down the road from now. We learned in experience is that, you can't just put someone in a loan. It's not that simple, right? You need to look at what the whole picture is. So what I pride myself on is you can't put that on a billboard, right? You can. I can take a fancy picture and put the emotional attraction to real estate out there, but the reality is this is your loan, right? So what does it matter to you? We need to sit back and ask the hard questions and go through these things and map things out, because life changes.
People don't often think of a mortgage lender as necessarily the most creative sort of folks that are out there. But in reality, you have to be very creative in finding solutions for either that first-time home buyer or somebody that may have had a little bit of a story. Everybody has a story. Everybody has challenges. Everybody has a bit of history. Do you and your team, are you able to be creative?
Well, within the creative realm is it more comes through asking the right questions, right? Where we need to go through and ask. I find that some lenders will look at something and go, oh, well, that works or it doesn't. well, there's always layers to this, and ask the additional questions of being solution-based. See, clients will come to us, and maybe it doesn't work right now. Later on down the road, we may have to map out a plan so that we can get you to that place. So to be creative, no, but to be the correct advisor, absolutely. We make sure to get you on that plan so that, you know, we can figure out what's going on. Listen, you'd be hard-pressed to find something that we couldn't do in our platform. I mean, we are a really good lender. We've got every single facet. But when it comes to creative financing, you know, we have Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac rules that we have to follow. But then we also have these relationships with these other investors that maybe they don't look at it the same way. So I just encourage people to give me a call and walk them through it.
Well, let's make sure we share that contact information, because after a very quick commercial break, we're going to be talking about a little bit on a lighter side. If folks are tuning in through Facebook Live, they're seeing you in a very nice blazer and looking really dapper. But there's another picture of you in, I believe, a Batman suit. Which people will not see, but we're going to explain that. So now that we've teased that out. But in the meantime, Tim Brigham, Waterstone Mortgage, how can people learn more and get in touch with you?
You can call me directly, 224-622-4876. Once again, that's Tim Brigham, 224-622-4876.
That's great. So again, we're going to be chatting about the Superhero Collective in just a moment. But Tim, you live actually nearby the studio over here. Tell us a little bit about, I always love to squeeze in a little bit about small business and entrepreneurial community. Tell us a little bit about the small business community in the Arlington Heights area.
Well, Arlington Heights is amazing. I mean, I wanted to live in the city. I fought hard to live in the city. And my wife, being from this area, said, no, we need to check this out. Arlington Heights is amazing. You have lots of community. You've got a lot of small business owners that have beautiful shops in the downtown. And it's a tight-knit community. Lots of community involvement of getting neighbors shaking hands and helping each other.
Awesome. Well, we're going to talk some more about it in just a moment. Tim Brigham, the Superhero Collective, will be right back on Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound and outbound Edens. Lake Hook to the junction at about 22 minutes on the inbound Kennedy. Sluggish from the junction into the circle. O'Hare to downtown at 34 from the junction 18. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 35. Outbound express lane to 14 minutes in the inbound Ike. Heavy from California into the circle. Thorndale to the post office at 41 on the outbound at 34. Inbound Stevenson sluggish from Cicero to Pulaski. 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 38 on the outbound at 40. Slight delay from Ashland to Cicero. Inbound Dan Ryan. 95th downtown at 25 minutes. On the outbound at 17, Lakeshore southbound, Hollywood Monroe at 22, northbound side at 17 minutes. It is currently mostly cloudy, 87 degrees. Tonight, a low of 75. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 84 and a chance of thunderstorms. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Here at HealthQuest, our high standard of healthcare doesn't come from a sickness care perspective, and neither should yours. And if you're not as healthy as you should be, and you're sick and tired of those health challenges, please call us. As we say here at HealthQuest, don't just stand there, do something. Do something good for yourself, just this one time. This is Dr. David Kobaba. If you're like me and my wonderful HealthQuest staff, well, we know how much you love helping others in this challenging world of ours. Now, if you you could raise your level of health and wellness, well then you could be of greater service to those you know and love. What a great perspective, but you've got to put this intention into action. So just don't stand there. Do something. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline right now, 1-800-794-1855. Do it now for yourself and a better future with higher health. 1-800-794-1855.
So as I mentioned earlier, I'm joined here in studio by Tim Brigham, who we talked a little bit about the mortgage industry, and I talked a little bit about his attire for the day, but there is a Batman suit somewhere out there, probably at home in your closet, that I think looks pretty good on you. Tim, you are the president of the Superhero Collective. I know that there is a story behind that. Please tell our listeners how you got this started.
Well, my son had actually gotten sick. He was admitted to the hospital. He passed out at Target, and I got a frantic call from my wife. She had me rush from work, walked into the hospital to find out that he had something that was going to keep him there for about 3 days. They had to give him a breathing treatment every hour on the hour. Basically, you know, you got a little small child that is cooped up in a room that's got albuterol going through him. I mean, he's climbing the walls. You get a little, it gets a little stuffy in there. So a nurse came in day two and invited him to do a seek and find. Basically, it was a superhero seek and find that he would go through the hallway and pick out superheroes. As my son is going through and picking all these superheroes out, I turn around and I bump into this little girl who's got an IV and her seek and find, and she's fumbling with it, and she's by herself. So I went, and I can't pick her up. She's not my kid, but I go to hold her hand. I'm like, come on. She's like, help me. I said, sure, okay. So I'm holding her hand. I'm walking through the hallway, and I'm helping her with the seek and find. We get to the end, and this is where the Superhero Collective came from. It was, they opened this door, and it was filled with toys. And I just watched this beautiful thing unfold where kids got to be kids again and get a new toy, you know, and be reminded what it's like to be normal. So this bothered me so much that just watching this amazing thing unfold where kids just forgot about being sick, I took it to my business partner and I said, listen, this bothers me. Like, I want to do something. I want to give back. This was such a special moment. I think I'm going to dress up and I'm going to be Batman. And he looks at me and he goes, remember, we run a mortgage company, so it's super, you know, professional most days, right? So I'm looking at this guy who's single with no kids, and he goes, what? What are you talking about? I said, no, listen. He goes, okay, yeah, just brushing it off, like, yeah, whatever, Tim. I don't let it go. And we basically started setting meetings, and it got basically thrown together, and it just blew up. Now we've done all kinds of really cool things where I've been doing this for a little over 4 years now.
So many success stories. There are so many people whose lives you have changed. And really, I know that you do a lot of the work. First of all, how's your son doing?
He's great. He's great. Takes treatment every day, but he's great. And he's actually Iron Man in the charity, so he goes with me.
Well, he should be so proud about what he inspired, because it's moments like that which are life changers, game changers, and I know for the rest of his life, hopefully the impact that you're having will be something that will last for many generations, frankly. So the Superhero Collective, you've gotten this started. You have a great board. You have some fantastic people, and I know that they sort of, as you scroll over your board members' names, there's a different image and a different look that pops up over their face, which is so very appropriate. But you have something really important coming up, and I want to make sure we highlight it and invite all of our guests to it.
So we have come up with a new mission where it's cool showing up as Batman and doing all of these things and surprising kids, but with the network of people that are surrounded me in Chicago, we have such a special group. We have decided to try and raise enough money to purchase a home, renovate it, and donate it to a family that is going through something. With a child that, you know, had treatment options and those things. We want to try and help and impact them as much as we possibly can, and that's the best thing we could come up with. I think it's powerful. So we're putting all our network communities together, and July 31st at the Godfrey, from 6 to 9, we're having the biggest fundraiser we've ever had, And if you've ever been to one of my events, they're amazing. It's a lot of fun, lots of energy. This is going to be a lot of community leaders and change makers. We're going to have local politicians there. Senator Iris Martinez has graciously taken the reins here and jumped in and said, I'm helping you with this event, and partnered with us. So we're expecting quite the guest list. It's 2 weeks.
Is it okay to show up in uniform?
You can. It's black tie. I mean, I won't kick you out.
But. Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? There might be. You might see me in a different. Actually, right now I'm casual, but different than the average suit and tie. I don't know. I kind of like coming in with the scene.
I feel like you just called it. I feel like that's a thing. You should get out there and do it. We'd love it.
It's kind of fun. Well, you have a great. I know you've been doing a number of different fundraisers, a number of different ways to. For people to get involved. If people can't make it on the 31st or people are not in the area, how can they get involved? How can they support the Superhero Collective?
So we have two things. We're on Facebook as The Superhero Collective, or you can go to just our website. It's www.thesuperherocollective.com. And there's our story as well as a donation page where if you'd like to just do a donation. Any donation that is made, it's to a true 501c3, so it's tax deductible. If you want to reach out to me directly and see how you can help with the charity, it's heroes@thesuperherocollective.com, or you can call me on my cell, 224-622-4876.
So it's coming up July 31st, and right now the funds that are raised, it's supporting efforts in what area?
So we're thinking that it might take more than one event. We're going to see how this goes. But the big one is to purchase a home, renovate it, and donate it to a family. We're also looking to expand our outreach within the hospitals. I've got an idea now where I'd like to go into a hospital with a green screen, take a picture of a child who doesn't have the ability to leave the hospital, and have that photo photoshopped, turn him into a superhero. We've got all kinds of outreach things that we're trying to do to impact these children, because this does work. It's
awesome.
Incredible.
Let's share that website one more time so people can find it.
Sure. It's thesuperherocollective.com.
Thesuperherocollective.com. Who knows? You might just see me there in a fun outfit. It's coming up July 31st. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be fun. It supports a great cause. We're going to be right back and get down to business. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text WISH to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount on LASIK packages, text WISH to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's WISH to 350-350.
What if you could enjoy total peace of mind when it comes to home security? What if the best technology came from a local company who puts the customer's needs first? Alarm Detection Systems is the right choice for an alarm system with complete control from your phone or tablet. Know when your children arrive home from school. View live streaming video. Check up on your pets. Receive alerts for extreme temperatures. Know if leaks or floods have been detected. Get real-time text alerts sent to your phone. Family-owned and operated since 1968, Alarm Detection Systems understands that nothing is more important than the safety of your family. Your security system will be monitored by our central station in Aurora, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Alarm Detection Systems is an authorized Honeywell equipment dealer. Our on-site security consultation is always free. Visit adsalarm.com or call 630-844-6322. That's 630-844-6322. Alarm license number 127-000-143.
Welcome back to the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We have had a fantastic lineup of guests. We started the show with Dr. Tara Troy, who is a gastroenterologist that just opened a brand new private practice up in Northbrook. We spoke with Becky Edelberger, the founder of Community Connect Consulting, And finally, I just had Tim Brigham here in studio to talk both about the mortgage industry as well as the Superhero Collective. So great lineup of guests. As always, you could download podcasts on my website, shalomkline.com. That's also where you could learn about other networking events. I'll share information about the fantastic event that Tim just mentioned on July 31st, as well as the travel experiences, India and Thailand, coming up in just a few months. All of that information on my website, shalomkline.com. So as a tool for improving phone conversations, artificial intelligence was pretty much a very distant corner of my priority list. But I teamed up with one of my clients' sales teams, and I've been helping them make outbound calls to prospects. It's always valuable to watch people on the phone, talk to strangers, uncover changes in how people are using the phone to communicate. And there's an added bonus because this team in particular, a client of mine, is using a platform that I wanted to share with you. I'm just totally sharing this. I've got no relationship with them. It's called Refract.ai, R-E-F-R-A-C-T.ai. And it's a unique platform. You dial your calls using that platform, so the content of the call can be analyzed using artificial intelligence. And it's kind of cool what you can find out. So I've discovered that after playing around with the system, I've discovered that on these calls, a number of things that will help me improve communication and do better in business, do better with the work that I am involved in community. I discovered that my average speaking time on most calls was 55%. On the surface, this sounds good. It shows that I'm inspiring conversation and that the prospect or the person I'm talking to is speaking and sharing information in almost equal measures. When you have more data, you learn the truth. You know, it always takes some analysis. I'm trying to think, should I be talking 70% of the time, or should I be talking less? With more data, you're able to craft and be more strategic to get optimal results. And the conversation switches from me to the other person, from me to the other people, 45 different times on the average call. A switch indicates that there's engagement. These were not long calls. I should be clear about that. So the fact that there was back and forth, that shows really good dialogue, really good conversation. More data likely will help me improve that process. And the average time I spoke uninterrupted was 11 seconds, and the longest segment was 50 seconds. While this could indicate that I'm great at delivering small bits of information and the other person has time to think, it could also indicate that I'm too generous with the person, giving them more time to speak while missing out on opportunities to really educate. My speaking speed is 139.2 words a minute. Experts indicate that clear communication requires between 110 and 150 words per minute, so I don't think I need to focus on making changes there. I asked 14 questions during one conversation. This is an average of 1 a minute, but the analysts also say that I asked the majority of the questions in the second quarter of the call. It divides each call into 4 equal sections. Is this good? I'm not sure yet. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Certainly feel free to contact me through the website, and I'd love to get your feedback. And finally, the platform tells me what filler words I use. We all have them. And I'll admit that even though I've gone through public speaking training, I have not paid attention to mine for quite a while. My number one filler word was, I'll tell you, it's so. I used it once a minute. Yikes. I said great and right 6 times each and fantastic and really 3 times each. While I don't know if I could change all of these things at once, I've already started paying attention to so. So while this limited data doesn't provide any valuable analysis, it does confirm that using AI, artificial intelligence, in this way has advantages. And one I didn't mention, for years I've been listening to audio recordings of calls. It's really fascinating. Check out my website. I'll post more information on that, shalomkline.com, more information on the events, the travel, and you can download podcasts. Check out our sponsors, TandemHR, TandemHR.com. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here, AM560. The Answer. We'll be back on Get Down to Business, another jam-packed show, business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We'll talk to you then.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,